This podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. The three-pack is back. The three-pack is a great value, and the top three uses for the air purifier are to eliminate odors, allergens, and air pollutants. Get the three-pack today at EdenPureDeals.com and put in code word Howie3.
Strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
You can't be raising taxes. You can't make anything inflationary. You can close some loopholes. You can find out where there's some things that should be done, that should have been done before, but it won't be inflationary at all.
It's difficult to imagine that this bill does not significantly support family economic security and help families cope with the high cost of living.
And technically, according to multiple different organizations, this bill does raise taxes.
I'm stunned. I'm shocked.
The largest corporations in America have to pay a minimum of 15% to help this great country.
Double the taxes. Triple the taxes. Squeeze every last drop.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
We've just learned from Taiwanese and U.S. sources that Speaker Pelosi is indeed going to visit Taiwan.
Just stay home. This whole trip is completely out of context.
Why didn't you just go home? That's your home. Are you too good for your home? Answer me.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. That is the number if you would like to call us here on August 1st, 2022. If we had the camera going, I would hold up a front page of some newspaper to prove that I am not on vacation. 207 asked the question, is Howie on vacation? Do I sound like I'm on vacation? You know, come on. Just because I'm not in the studio doesn't mean I'm not working.
You're listening to a pre-recorded segment of the Howie Carr Show.
That's a damn lie. That's a damn lie. 844-500-4242. And the Democrats, the last week they were trying to promote that Brandon was on the road to recovery, that he had bottomed out, much like the stock market, which turns out that wasn't true either. But now they have decided to start building, finishing parts of the wall in Arizona. Mark Kelly is apparently not polling too well in his reelection campaign. He's not only come out for suspending the gas tax, the federal gas tax, which was a non-starter, and he co-sponsored that with Maggie Hassan from New Hampshire, who's, I think she's doing a little better in the polls probably than Mark Kelly, but she's spending all kinds of money to stay ahead of the impending red wave. So, but the Democrats are they're trying to stem the invasion of criminal illegal aliens in the run-up to the midterms. The District of Columbia is still calling for National Guard help with the influx of illegal aliens. It was great when they were coming into Texas and Arizona. When they started arriving in beautiful people land, suddenly their enthusiasm waned, shall we say. 844-500-4242. Meanwhile, there is still a recession that dares not speak its name, and I can't believe this guy Brian Deese. He is from Belmont, so I have this interest in him just because he's a second generation pablum puker. His father's a professor. His mother is involved in one of these green energy scams. I mean, efforts to save the planet. And so this is Brian Deese, the economic advisor who's never had a real job. And listen to what he said today, over the weekend. This is an amazing sound cut. Cut 11.
Well, look, I think that our economy is more resilient to the types of challenges that we've faced. For example, with respect to food, we're a net exporter of agricultural commodities, and obviously the high prices are hitting Americans very hard. But in a way that is different from some places that are facing famine, for example.
He's comparing the situation in the United States to countries that are devastated by famines. Is that a preview of coming attractions from the White House? Famine is next? Who did you ever think that you would hear the word famine being used in a domestic context from the White House? A famine. Meanwhile, Paul Krugman, the guy who predicted a crash of the economy when Trump was elected president, it was a boom, and predicted a boom in the economy when Brandon was elected, it was a crash, and said inflation would be transitory. Now he's tap dancing around and saying that this the columnist for the New York Times, he's tap dancing around and saying he's on with Humpty Dumpty Brian Stelter on CNN. And he's talking about recessions. Cut 9.
Can we dispense with the recession debate real quick? Are we in a recession, and does the term matter?
No, we aren't, and no, it doesn't. I mean, the
one sentence. That was it, huh?
Yeah, that was it. It's none of the usual criteria that real experts use says that we're in a recession right now. And what does matter? The state of the economy is what it is. Jobs are abundant, although maybe the job market is weakening. Inflation is high, though maybe inflation is coming down. What does it matter whether you use the R word or not?
Oh, that reminds me of something somebody else once said back in 2013 about the Benghazi deaths of Americans at the hands of us when Hillary Clinton refused to fortify the consulate in Benghazi. Cut 10.
What difference at this point does it make?
So, again, Paul Krugman, who gets everything wrong, he said the real experts say there's not, i.e. himself, say there's not a... And then he says, it is what it is. One of the stupidest cliches there is. I don't care if Bill Belichick, how many times he uses it. It's ridiculous. It is what it is. It's not the heat, it's the humidity. 844-500-4242. 860, why are you complaining about inflation and tax prices? At least you're not dead. Yeah, what's the problem? You maybe you don't get to eat so much, but at least you're not starving to death. You got some oatmeal to eat. You got some refried beans, maybe. 844-500-4242. You want another shortage? Here's another shortage for you. Cut 18.
This morning, a not-so-sweet warning from Hershey. Get ready for a Halloween candy shortage. The company's CEO says it won't be able to produce enough of our favorite holiday-themed treats to meet the growing demand. Reese's, Kit Kats, Twizzlers could all be hard to find. Sales, they say, have been soaring since 2020 when so many Americans turned to candy in the early days of the pandemic, and they've been growing ever since. Hershey says it is adding production capacity, but it just can't keep
their
up for this year.
Plus,
growing. The candy maker has been hit by a shortage of essential ingredients like cocoa, the result of a global supply chain issues triggered by the pandemic and the war in Ukraine. So that is all likely to mean that the company won't be able to meet the high demand this Halloween.
What the hell? Do they grow cocoa in Ukraine? What does that have to do with anything? Is there any shortage Brandon can't produce? Is there, whether it's chips, meaning not potato chips, but the kind of chips they put in cars and high tech, or French fries, or baby formula?
This is almost starting to sound manufactured. Like some of these companies are just saying that there's a shortage just so people go out and buy more and hoard.
Well, you know, I don't know. I'm not a big candy person, but if I ate a lot of candy, I'd be panicked. I mean, do you think there's any shortage Brandon can't produce, Taylor?
No, I don't. But I don't think it's below any company's standards to manufacture one anyway.
Yeah. Well, like Choco Taco, right? I mean, that seems like that's going to come back. I can't believe they got rid of that.
Yeah, like Twinkies. When Twinkies were going to go out of business.
Twinkies did actually, the company went out of business temporarily, right? So, I mean, there was a reason for that temporary shortage until they could, you know, sell to some other company. I don't think Hershey's is going out of business or Kit Kat. 844-500-4242. Honestly, someone says there's a shortage of Milky Way bars right now. I guess that if Milky Ways is gone, that means Snickers and Three Musketeers too, because it's the same company, right? 844-500-4242. 407, if Trump were president, Humpty Dumpty and Krugman would be screaming recession. Absolutely. And they would be saying, this is how out of touch the White House is when they're claiming it's not a recession. And they're saying, well, at least be happy you're not in a famine. That's it's the old double standard. We have to just get used to it. 844-500-4242. We'll be back. We'll take your calls in just a moment. It looks like history is repeating itself. Today, Biden's economy is mirroring that of Jimmy Carter, only with more shortages. The parallels are uncanny. Under Carter, both the stock market and the dollar lost more than half their value. The price of oil quadrupled, the economy tanked, and inflation ran rampant. Those who owned precious metals, though, saw the value of their gold rise over 1,300% in the 1970s. The big difference between Carter and Biden is that Carter wasn't trying to legislate the taxing of retirement accounts, merging them with Social Security, or replacing the dollar bill with digital money, as Democrats are attempting to do today. What we are seeing right now is a once-in-every-generation opportunity. Some analysts predict gold could get as high as $5,000. A network analyst predicts $15,000 in just 3 years. Get Monetary Gold's complimentary protection guide if you want to protect your savings from greedy socialists like Joe Biden, Nancy Pelosi, and Chuck Schumer. Monetary Gold is rated a top five with the BBB, the Better Business Bureau, for 22 years, as well as with Consumer Affairs and Retirement Living. My listeners who open a qualified account will now receive up to $5,000 in free gold or silver. Right now, call 888-271-0653 and ask for their free guide. Again, 888-271-0653, or visit them at monetarygold.com/Howie. That's monetarygold.com/Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
Howie will be right back after a quick trip to the Redemption Center. Need a shoulder to cry on?
Do not implore him for compassion. Do not beg him for forgiveness. Do not ask him for mercy.
We'll take it somewhere else, Cupcake. The Emperor of Hate, Howie Carr, is back.
'Savor every last bite of the season with HelloFresh. From family-friendly to fit and wholesome to veggie, HelloFresh has over 55 weekly options delivered right to your door. Go to HelloFresh.com/Howie16 and use code Howie16 for 16 free meals across 7 boxes, plus 3 free gifts. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Do you think Fox News is out to get Trump?
Yes, I do, actually. And by Fox News, I mean the Wall Street Journal, the New York Post, and the Fox News Channel.
58% say yes.
All right, so it turned around quite a bit when people thought about it, I guess. 844-500-4242-860 says, I live in Arizona, moved here from Connecticut. Mark Kelly has never said a word on the border or the wall and has voted with Schumer and Biden 100% of the time and claims to be bipartisan. He's going to be defeated in November. I hope so. Trump's with a guy who's got a lot of money from Peter Thiel, I think that's how it's pronounced, the big-time high-tech billionaire from San Francisco. So I hope he wins. I like that woman Carrie Lake too, the former TV anchor. She knows how to handle these Democrat operatives with press passes because she's worked amongst them for 25 or 30 years. 844-500-4242-860 says, did California Rep. Linda Sanchez eat all the candy? She sure looks like it. She's the one.
How
who gave
dare
the,
you?
She's the one who gave the finger to the Republicans as she was running off the field at the congressional baseball game on Thursday night. And did you see
a chubby finger?
she said, the reason I did that was because the Republicans were screaming something at me. So there were, apparently there were a couple of people who weren't Republican congressmen or senators in the dugout. They said, that's BS. There was nobody shouting anything at her. And so they were, you know, fairly disinterested observers. So she sent out a new tweet and said, I meant to say it was someone in the stands who was screaming at me. So then why did you give the finger to the Republicans in the dugout? Why didn't you turn around and, well, for one thing, it's a charity event for the Boys and Girls Club. Why did you give the finger to anybody? But why would you give it to the Republicans if they weren't the ones that were doing it? She's full of it. Brad, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Brad.
Hi, Howie. I just wanted to get back to that chocolate question as far as the shortage, because I was in the store the other day, and they were having a sale on Halloween candy already.
Really? Wow.
Yeah.
They don't wait till Labor Day? I guess they start after the 4th of July, though. Halloween is that big of a holiday. It's huge these days, isn't it?
It is.
So did they have a shortage or not?
Well, it didn't seem like it. They had all kinds of boxes stacked up, ready to go, like it was pre-Halloween, just, you know, for the season.
Well, I guess that's, saying there's going to be a shortage, I guess it is a way to get people interested. It's like running up the prize in Mega Millions. Thanks for the call, Brad. Paul, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Paul.
Hi, Howie. Always a pleasure.
Thank you.
I hope you're enjoying the Lower Cape. I listened to that clip you played just a little bit ago, and the guy was talking about the recession and a whole bunch of stuff, and he said, well, it is what it is.
Right.
But one thing I have learned, if it is what it is, you get what you get. If it is what I make, then you get what you want.
And yeah, when you say it is what it is, it's a cliche. I mean, it means you're not thinking about anything. It's just like it's a brush off. It is what it is, isn't it? I mean, it's meaningless. It's totally meaningless. I agree. And the guy, this guy, he's not only a columnist for the New York Times. He apparently won the Nobel Prize for Economics. I mean, how absurd is that? I mean, what does that tell you about Nobel Prizes for economics? I mean, we know what the Nobel Prize for Peace is worthless because Barack Obama got it and Yasser Arafat got it. And we know what the Nobel Prize for Literature is like because other than Bob Dylan, you've never heard anybody who won the prize. But, it is what it is. And again, he predicted inflation is transitory. Trump would produce a crash in the market. Biden would produce a boom in the market. He gets absolutely everything wrong. Whatever he says, go against it. Thanks for the call. 844-500-4242. Guy, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Guy.
Hey, Howie. I always just want to touch on a point where the lady that you're working with said about Trump needs to drop it. We have a really good understanding of how this election was run, how they cheated, and how Biden just didn't win. So for somebody to say, oh, Trump just needs to drop it, is really kind of an odd statement to say.
I know. What she's saying, Guy, and what the Murdoch people are saying in at Fox, the New York Post, and the Wall Street Journal is they're saying there's nothing we can do about it at this point. So it's just time to move on and make sure it doesn't happen again. I think that's what they're trying to say. And the mainstream media keeps coming out and saying, well, these are discredited theories. But of course, they thought Russia, Russia, Russia was a true story.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. That's the number if you want to talk to us today on the show or leave a message on the Chump line. Later on, press 2 for the Chump line. I want to just read you this story. You know, we give a lot of grief to the New York Times, but every once in a while they do a really good story, and they did a really good job over the weekend with this story about this transgender killer who's really, his name is Harvey Marcelin, but he now goes by Marceline Harvey. And it was written by two reporters, one of whom is Allie Watkins. She's the one who was involved in the scandal. She was sleeping with some guy who was old enough to be her grandfather, who was a Senate staffer. And she was getting scoops from him. He was feeding her stories about the CIA. And she got found out, and they fired the Senate staffer who was old enough to be her grandfather that she was sleeping with, and then she got moved up to the New York office. They didn't want to fire her. But anyway, she wrote a good story with Allie Watkins is her name, with Rebecca Davis O'Brien. How did a two-time killer get out to be charged again at age 83? Marceline Harvey, again, formerly known as Harvey Marcelin.
Excuse me, it's ma'am. It is ma'am.
I'm merely pointing this out. Is accused of dismembering a woman in Brooklyn. As far as I can tell, he's still got the male equipment, if you know what I mean. Her life was defined by a tormented relationship with women and herself. I would change that to his life was defined by a tormented relationship with women and himself and a simmering anger. He was released from prison 3 years ago. He was 81 years old, and he had been in prison most of his life, first for shooting a girlfriend dead in 1963, and then for stabbing another to death in 1985, stuffing her corpse into a bag and leaving it in Central Park. So now he has been charged with, again, killing a third woman, Susan Lydon, 68. Parts of her body were found inside a shopping cart in East New York, stuffed in a bag. In Harvey Marcelin Harvey's apartment, investigators found a bloody mop, a tub full of towels, and a box for an electric saw. (sighs) 844-500-4242. And this is, again, the New York Times reported this. His rap sheet includes several examples of harassing or attacking women throughout his life. And I'm changing her to his. He was accused of attempted rape at 14. This would be 1951. His record of violence against women goes back to 1951. The victim was an 8-year-old girl. A homeless shelter worker and people close to the dead woman, the latest dead woman, questioned whether, despite her gender identity, Ms. Harvey should have been placed in a homeless shelter for women, given her history of murdering women. In an interview to the New York Post, he didn't speak to the New York Times, but he said he had two persona. One, a violent male named Harvey Marcelin, and the other, a soft-spoken woman named Marceline Harvey. So he had a girl... Yeah, exactly. He had a girlfriend, Jacqueline Bonds, but life was chaotic. He was drunk, used cocaine. This was when JFK was president. In early 63, he was again accused of rape, this time as a 24-year-old. They couldn't find out any details about this. That's, again, his second rape charge. That April, Ms. Harvey killed Ms. Bonds, shot her point blank in their crowded Manhattan apartment, shot her twice more before she collapsed. He was found guilty of first-degree murder and sentenced to life. While he was behind bars the first time, he sent inappropriate letters to Candy Striper Hospital volunteers. But he was let go. He was let go in 1984. So right the day before Halloween, 1985, A guy was in the lobby of a hotel, one of these no-tell motels in Harlem, and he was smoking reefer, and he saw a guy walking a bag out, a shopping cart out. The bag ripped on the first step, and blood came out. This is when he had killed a woman named, this time, Anna Laura Sierra, 29, heroin addict, a junkie, prostitute. And at the time, Harvey was unmoored. He had no stable job, wanted to be a pimp. But she had committed a bad, she had sold Mr. Harvey's flute for drugs, so he stabbed her over 30 times. And he claimed, and they had dropped her body in Central Park, he claimed that some of the puncture wounds were from rats or squirrels trying to eat her body. First degree manslaughter. Sent back to prison. So then he gets out again. He gets goes before the parole board. I give you my word, I will never reoffend. And then he killed her. Then he killed this third woman. The nurse practitioner who ran the intake for the women's shelter said he presented as a mild-spoken, very black, very tall black man. I said, why are you here in the women's shelter? Ms. Brennan said, that's the woman, Ann Brennan. She told Harvey Marcelin that placing him in a woman's shelter seemed like a bad idea, given her his history of killing women. Despite her objections, Ms. Brennan says her supervisors allowed the multiple killer to live in the women's shelter. This is what she said. Apparently, his feelings and identity were far more important than all the other women who were terrified of him. A spokesman for the city's Department of Social Services said, our policy, in accordance with law, is to place individuals in shelters based on their reported gender identity. Being homeless or transgender does not make you inherently violent. How about a record of killing women? Does that make you inherently violent? And are not connected to the crime that was committed. And again, he left this woman's torso in a shopping cart. That was his MO. He killed them and then left them in shopping carts. But this is your transgender stuff at work. And this is like 2 weeks after the story in New Jersey about the transgender inmate in the prison who knocked up two women in a prison in New Jersey. And here's another story in the paper today, and this is in the New York Post. Trans cheerleader kicked out of camp after allegedly choking teammate. His name is Avery Chanel Medlock. The incident took place at Rainier College. There was a dispute between members of the team, and he throttled this female who was at the cheerleader camp. So these are transgender success stories in the news. 844-500-4242. Lou, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Lou.
So you're rattling off New York Post stories. I'm presuming you saw the one covering Jared Kushner's new book.
Oh, with Bannon?
Did you see that?
About how Bannon threatened to strangle him? Speaking of strangulations.
Yeah, that's one of the... Yeah, and Kelly knocking Ivanka over in the hallway, and
John. This is John Kelly, the former chief of staff who's from Brighton originally, by the way. Yeah, he was angry at Ivanka, I guess, or just angry at everybody, so he pushed her aside. Yeah, go ahead though, Lou.
All right, number one, it starts out saying that the information in the article was quote-unquote leaked to Axios. Now, that's one of Jared's go-to publications. Frankly,
right.
Howie, this is not helpful to the president. You know, Jared released the information originally and got the president's dander up about Prime Minister Netanyahu and the hullabaloo over the congratulatory message to Biden. And that's brought up again in the book. And it goes further this time, stating that President Trump didn't want to support Netanyahu against Benny Gantz.
I wonder why Kushner wrote the book. He doesn't need the money. I mean, he and Ivanka have moved away. They're in basically Coral Gables or Miami Beach. They're far away from Trump in Palm Beach. I mean, unlike Donald Jr., who's living in Jupiter, which is a pretty quick ride, down the Dixie Highway. So I don't know why he's airing the dirty laundry like this.
Because he's a weasel. I hold him responsible for a lot that went on and that should have gone on in the Trump presidency. You know, he just got $2 billion from the Saudis, you know, for a hedge fund purpose.
Right.
You know, and he claims he no longer wants to be in politics. Well, I hope President Trump learned his lesson with regard to his son-in-law.
Well, he... I don't know what he would say to those of us who aren't in the family, but, you know, there's only so much you can do with a son-in-law. You know, I mean, he is married to Ivanka, who he really does like a lot, who he loves, obviously, and he loves those grandkids. I've seen him with those grandkids, and they're good. You know, he's just he really is sweet to them, like most grandparents are to their grandkids. He's not gonna break with Jared, would be my call, just as someone who sees a little bit of it up close. Thanks for the call, Lou. Allie, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Allie.
Hey, Howie, how are you? I listen to you off and on all the time, and Patrick Cannon, one of your shows you did in Hudson, Mass. At the truck place. Well, anyways,
yeah.
I happen to be transgender, and we're not all evil people. We don't always go and abuse people. We don't always go and kill people. You know, we're trying to be able to work, and if we have all these laws against us, we're not going to be able to work. We're not going to be able to get
What laws against you? I mean, this guy took advantage of a law to get into a women's shelter and kill a third woman.
Look, there are bad people out there, yes. There are bad cisgender people also, Howie. They go out and kill all kinds of people, okay?
Yeah, but again, should males be in with vulnerable males, whether it's a prison or a homeless shelter or a cheerleading camp? Should men be on an Ivy League swimming team, a female Ivy League swimming team? Should they?
Are you referring to Leah, who is not a man? Who has?
Excuse me, it's ma'am.
Women?
It is ma'am.
Leah hasn't had an operation, Allie, has she?
It doesn't matter, Howie. It doesn't matter.
Maybe it doesn't matter?
Maybe her insurance.
She goes to an Ivy. He goes to an Ivy League college. He can afford it. Well. 844-500-4242.
Another fine example of the transgender community.
They just want to live and swear at me. What are they? Allie treated me like Linda Sanchez treated the Republicans in the dugout there at National Field. With the recent rulings from the Supreme Court, it's worth mentioning that these wins didn't happen all on their own. It took the support of companies like Patriot Mobile, who have passionately fought on behalf of the unborn and your constitutional rights. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative mobile phone provider, and they have been on the front lines fighting for your values. That is why Patriot Mobile is different from every other provider out there. Inflation has made it really difficult on so many Americans, but thankfully, Patriot Mobile has plans for almost every budget, and they offer the same nationwide coverage as all the major carriers. You get the same great coverage you've got now, only without the wokeness. Your money isn't going to support the nuttiness of the Brandon regime and the Democrats. So you get the same great service plus the knowledge that your money is going to a company fighting for the sanctity of life, religious freedom, the Second Amendment, and just generally sane policies. Go to patriotmobile.com/Howie or call 972-PATRIOT. Use the offer code Howie to get free activation. And by the way, if you call 972-PATRIOT, they'll walk you right through it. It's very simple. I did it, and you can do it too. If you're a veteran or first responder, please let them know because they have special discounts just for you. Come join our movement and make the switch today. PatriotMobile.com/Howie. PatriotMobile.com/Howie or call 972-PATRIOT. I'm Howie Carr.
You're listening to The Howie Carr Show.
I've heard about you. What have you heard, Shane? I've heard that you're a low-down Yankee liar.
Howie Carr is back.
We're talking a lot about the New York Post today. There was a splash yesterday about the latest effects of the no bail and the crime spree that has engulfed the nation's largest city. They are now at the drugstore, convenience store drugstore at the New York Port Authority bus terminal. That's on 42nd Street. They are now locking up spam. Believe it or not, spam is being stolen. And so, of course, the advocates...
They're locking up my toothpaste.
Everybody needs toothpaste. Spam, not so much.
Well, if
not,
you need spam, you're going to need toothpaste.
You're going to need toothpaste and Listerine to do something about your breath. But the advocates say, well, you know, you're not stealing spam because you can sell it, because it's not like other things that they steal. It's you're stealing spam just because you're homeless and you need some food. Why don't you go to a soup kitchen? How many soup kitchens have they got in New York? 844-500-4242. So that's the newest thing. And by the way, they arrested today's splash story in the New York Post is that that woman that had been arrested 100 times for shoplifting, they finally locked her up because she got arrested in Harlem. She was hitting a Duane Reade drugstore and she bit a cop. And apparently I don't know. The cop wasn't going to die. It was a female cop got bitten on the shoulder by this woman, and they locked her up, $5,000 bond. So she's, you know, it's 101 strikes and you're out, apparently, in New York City now. Joanne, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Joanne.
Hi, Howie. How are you today?
Hi, good.
Well, I'm calling because I'm a female, and I don't believe in transgenderism. I believe that God doesn't make mistakes, and as a science major, nurse, I have worked in the psychiatric field and been exposed to transgenderism, and I think it's a mistake.
Yeah, I guess that they had a big clinic in the UK, you know, to promote transgenderism among kids, and they just shut it down because they're beginning to realize that this is not the way to go. I mean, people have great remorse after they mutilate themselves.
I've worked with children in the psychiatric setting, and there were a lot of mothers and fathers that push the agenda on them, and it's not fair.
Well, I just saw a story today, Joanne, about a mother in Chicago lost custody of her kid because the kid claimed he or she was a member of the other opposite sex, and the mother disagreed, and the authorities have now removed the child from the custody of the biological parent.
Well, that's a disgrace, because if anybody should know, it would be a mother. I'm a mother of two children, and I know their sexes, male and female, mm-hmm. One of each.
I know, you know, how bad does it have to be when the New York Times writes a story like that? And that, by the way, that's the kind of story that deserves a Pulitzer Prize, but will never get a Pulitzer Prize because it goes against the narrative. I'm surprised it even got put in the New York Times, you know?
It's basic biology. It was taught to us in grade school. Even plants have a sex, female and male.
Right. Someone said to me, don't get into the equipment. Just go to what's your chromosome? What's your chromosome? I guess that's what it boils down to, isn't it, Joanne? Your chromosome?
I agree.
Yeah. Thanks for the call. We'll be right back. I'm Howie Carr.